This is Feldenkrais San Diego, and we'll be doing a Feldenkrais Awareness Through Movement lesson. So let's begin by lying on the back for a few moments. And spend a few moments just listening to the connection, the contact that you make with the floor. How much of you touches as you lie like this. Notice the connection the back of the head makes. Feel the connection in the shoulders, the areas of the back that make contact. Also notice through the pelvis what parts make contact. And it may be that the knees are bent and the feet are standing, or it could be that the legs are lying long. In either case, sense what parts of you make contact with the floor. Get a sense of that, remember that, and please roll to your side and bring yourself to sitting. And just sit simply in a cross-legged position. The knees are open to the sides. And please place the right hand under the arch of your left foot so that your right hand is holding in the arch. And with your left hand, place the left hand behind the left knee. So you're holding the left leg with two hands. And a few times, lift the left leg. So you're sitting and using your right hand in the arch of the left foot and the left hand in the behind the knee of the left foot, using two hands to lift the left leg. Feel the weight of the leg and get a sense of how easily does the leg lift. Not trying to lift high, but simply discovering what's easy. How clear is this? Bring the leg in closer toward yourself as you lift it. So as you lift the leg and bring it toward you, also observe that the head can lower, the back can round. Leave that. And let's compare that to the right side. So now with the left hand, reach the left hand for the arch of the right foot. Take the right hand behind the right knee so that now the two hands hold the right leg, which is resting on the floor in front of you. And use the two hands to lift the right leg in the same manner. Discover, is this leg heavier? Is it lighter? What's the different feeling in how this leg lifts? Feel the back rounding. Feel the head coming forward as you bring the leg closer toward yourself as you lift it. So it's a very soft, round movement. Discover how well the right leg lifts. And please leave that alone and rest on your back. Bend both knees, stand the two feet. So the feet are standing flat on the floor. That means that the two knees are pointing toward the ceiling. And with the feet flat on the floor and the knees pointing to the ceiling, in this position, interlace the fingers and place the interlaced fingers behind the head. So with the interlaced fingers behind the head, you place the hands, the interlaced fingers behind the head where the back of the head was on the floor. Now you have the two hands supporting the back of your head. The elbows, carry the elbows forward so that the elbows are as if to touch each other. They come toward each other. pointing toward the ceiling. And in this way, you'll find that the head can be supported well. The idea is to use the arms to lift the head. The neck and the head can rest in the hands, and the arms do the lifting. So a few times, use the arms to lift the head and discover. Discover which parts of the upper back begin to lift away from the floor, which vertebra lift away from the floor. Get a sense of what areas of the back press into the floor more clearly as you begin to lift the head using the arms. And as you lift in this way, using the interlaced hands behind the head, using the arms to carry the head forward, sensing which vertebra press into the floor more clearly, discovering what areas lift. Notice, is there more pressure on the right side or the left side? Do you lean more? Do you place more weight on one side, the right side or the left side? Do the two sides lift evenly, or does one side lift more easily? Anytime you need a rest, just bring the head down, rest, come back to it. So you're just discovering how well the head lifts, how easily the head lifts, using the arms, the interlaced hands behind the head. Find a way to do this so there's not work, so there's not effort, so it's simple. And the feeling is that the weight comes away from the upper back and leans on the areas that press, the areas of the back that press more into the floor. So there's a line of pressure moving down your back. And rest. Rest on your back and sense the changing contact you're making with the floor. As you rest on your back, observe the breath, the movement of the breath, the shape of the breath. Sense the areas of connection in the back, in the shoulders, in the hips. Please bend both knees again so the feet are standing, the knees are pointing toward the floor. The feet and knees are separated, maybe shoulder width, hip width apart, comfortably. Once again, interlace the fingers behind the head. And with the fingers once again interlaced behind the head, carry the elbows toward each other. And use the arms to lift the head. The head is lifted by the arms, the interlaced hands behind the head. The head supported by the arms and hands. Use the arms lifting forward. And notice that the weight leans further down in your back. Now keep the head lifted whatever amount is comfortable. Right, carry the elbows, the arms forward, the head's lifted away from the floor, whatever amount is comfortable. Stay with the head in exactly this place. And now a few times, lift the pelvis and see how well does the pelvis lift. So lift the pelvis only the amount you can keep the head without interfering with the height of the head. A few times, lift and lower the pelvis. pushing through the feet to help the pelvis be lifted. And observe in the back, which of these vertebrae lift? Lift and lower the pelvis, keeping the head lifted. And rest. Bring the head down, rest the arms at your sides. Either keep the feet standing and the knees pointing to the ceiling, or have the legs long. Rest. And as you rest, notice yourself. Observe the connection you make with the floor lying like this. Feel what changes you're creating. Bend the knees, stand the feet, and with the head, this time the head's resting on the floor a few times, press the feet, and notice how well does the pelvis lift now. Sense the difference in how the different areas, there's a line of pressure moving up the back, sense that, what parts lift away from the floor. Which parts of the, which vertebra press into the floor more? Notice that. And please cross the right leg over the left leg. So the right, behind the right knee is resting right above the left knee. So the right leg is crossed over the left. And the left foot is standing on the floor. And like this, with the right leg crossed over the left, do the same thing. Press through the left foot, feel how well the pelvis lifts, and lower it, and get a sense of the order of how the vertebrae lift and lower. Notice, is this easier? Is it more challenging? Does it require more work, more effort? Can you do it simply enough, slowly enough, small enough that it's not a big effort? And as you press through the foot, as the pelvis comes up and down, which side of the pelvis touches the floor first? Is it the right side or the left side? So sense, right? What's the trajectory? How does the pelvis move in space as you push through the left foot to lift and lower the pelvis? Your hands are just resting at the sides of you. And also notice as you're pressing through the left foot, as the pelvis is lifting, which shoulder blade has more weight, takes more pressure as the pelvis lifts. Which side of your back leans into the floor more, with more weight? And rest. Please bend both knees, stand your feet, cross the right leg over the left thigh, just as before, in the same manner, and a few times, explore that. Press through the foot, the left foot, and lift the pelvis and discover how well, how easily does the pelvis lift. Bring your left arm to the ceiling and with your right hand hold your left forearm so that the left shoulder lifts away from the floor and the weight leans toward the right. So you're leaning weight to the right, the left shoulder lifting, and the left shoulder lifts because the right hand is holding the left wrist and the right arm is pulling the left arm toward the right, and that leans weight more on the right shoulder blade. And as you're doing this, as you're pulling, lengthening, extending the left arm toward the right, press the left foot so the pelvis is lifting. Now do the opposite thing. So rest the arms at your side, bring the pelvis down, rest the pelvis. Take the right arm to the ceiling and use the left hand to reach for the right forearm. So your left hand holds the right forearm. Use the left arm to lengthen and pull the right arm toward the left and lift the left shoulder. So your weight is rolling toward the left. And as you're pulling, extending the right arm using the left hand, press through the left foot so the pelvis lifts. Combine those. Notice, is the balance easier or less easy now? So you're pulling the right arm to the left and see if this interferes with your balance and your ability to lift the pelvis. Is there a difference when it's the right arm that's lifting? So you'll notice there's a line of pressure that's moving from the left hip toward the right shoulder. And get a sense as you're doing this movement, what exactly happens? What's necessary so that it's easier to lift the pelvis and to lean the arm to the left so the right shoulder can lift? Rest, bring your arms to your sides, let the legs lie long or keep the knees bent. And a few times in this position, first take a break, rest on your back. Rest on your back, noticing how you fit on the floor. Bend both knees, stand your feet. Cross the right knee over the left thigh. And a few times, press through the left foot and notice how well the pelvis lifts now. So a few times, explore that. Notice the difference when you're not pulling an arm, lifting a shoulder. How well does the pelvis lifts when you're lifting, pressing with one foot, the right leg crossed over the left. Notice the difference. And rest. As you rest, notice yourself on the floor. Bend the two knees, stand the feet on the floor, separate the knees and feet the width of your shoulders or hips. Cross the left knee over the right thigh. Interlace your fingers, but this time interlace your fingers non-habitually, which means just interlace the fingers as you did before. Notice which index finger is on top, in front, and then reinterlace the fingers, and this time the other index finger is in front. And like this, place the interlaced, the non-habitually laced hands behind the head. Bring the two elbows as if to touch each other so that the arms support the head. And a few times, use the arms to lift the head. And notice how the head lifts, how well the head lifts. And then use the arms to lift the head. Keep the head at a comfortable height, whatever that is. And press through the left foot so the pelvis lifts just the amount that it lifts, keeping the head in the same space. So a few times explore that. And then rest. Rest your head on the floor, rest your arms at your sides. Either have your legs long or have the two knees bent. Observe your connection with the floor now. Get a sense of your breathing. Bend the knees, stand the feet, cross the left leg over the right thigh. And a few times press through the right foot, see how the pelvis lifts. And notice as you press through the foot, are you pressing the heel? Are you pressing the toes? Can you press through the foot so that all of the foot presses? There's even pressure through the foot. And notice how the weight shifts upward as you press through the foot, as you lift your pelvis. Find a way to make a diagonal movement, a diagonal line of pressure. And then leave it alone and take a break. Rest on your back once again. Bend your knees, stand the two feet, cross the left leg over the right thigh. Bring the right arm to the ceiling with the left hand. Hold the right forearm and Bring the arm, lengthen the arm, lift the arm, pull the arm toward the left as you press through your foot to lift the pelvis. So combine the two and see how well, how easily, how simply do you balance as you do this movement. So you're pulling the arm toward the left at the same time, pressing through the foot so the pelvis is lifting. And then switch over the arm. So now extend the left arm toward the ceiling. With your right hand, pull the arm toward the right as you're lifting the pelvis. And get a sense of that. Is this easy or is it less easy? There's quite a difference. See if you can sense the difference. And what can you modify to make it easier? Rest the arms at your sides. Either bend the knees, stand the feet, or let the legs lie long. And take a moment to pause. Bend both knees, stand the 2 feet. With the 2 feet flat on the floor, notice what it's like, what parts of your back settle on the floor now. What parts of you flatten into the floor? Bend both knees, the feet are standing. Separate the knees and the feet comfortably apart. And a few times, press through the feet and see how the pelvis lifts now. Does the pelvis lift differently? Does the pelvis feel lighter, heavier? Does it lift higher, less high? Notice the difference in the ability you have of lifting the pelvis by pushing through the feet. Be clear that the feet stay flat, that it's not the heels pressing or the toes pressing, that the whole feet press into the floor, both of each foot press fully into the floor, and see how well and how is it more centrally located, the line of pressure moving up the back. And rest. Observe your contact, your connection with the floor, and notice, is there something that's changed? Is there some difference in how you fit here, in the parts of your back settling on the floor? Is there some difference in the shape or volume of the breath? So this is Feldenkrais San Diego. We'll be back next week with another Awareness Through Movement lesson. And if you're interested, you can find us on Facebook, Feldenkrais San Diego on Facebook, or on the web, it's feldenkraissd.com. And that's where this podcast lives. So we'll be back next week. Thank you.